You're listening to SBS News.
The world has been watching the aftermath of the visit of US House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to Taiwan and the Chinese drills around the island that followed. Now the Australian Institute has conducted research about views on China and the potential for an attack. The group says it is independent because it does not accept donations from political parties. The Institute asked a polling company to perform a survey with more than 1,000 people in Australia and another 1,000 adults living in Taiwan. Alan Beam is the Institute's Director of International and Security Affairs. He was curious to see if people's opinion changed in Taiwan after the drills and in Australia after the change in the federal government, compared with a similar poll from a year ago.
What surprised us was that Australians remain just as fearful now as they were a year ago, and much more fearful than the people of Taiwan, even though they had just had a very significant display of China's military power in their own immediate environment.
Out of the thousands of Australians who answered the survey, nearly one in four think China will attack Taiwan soon. But only 1 in 20 of the Taiwanese involved in the study shared this opinion. For Mr. Beam, the result of his survey on the Australian side are mostly due to what he calls fear-mongering from the previous administration.
I think what we've had in the last 5 years or so in Australia is a lot of amping up of commentary, but particularly by our political leaders, which cast a very dark shadow over the intentions of the government of China.
He also notes that the Taiwanese respondents may have been more aware of the realities in China.
The people of Taiwan know China very well. So I think they look at their circumstances with a much greater sensitivity to the way in which China works and the way in which the Chinese government operates than perhaps we in Australia.
But Eric Chan, a senior strategist at the US Air Force, is critiquing the way the survey was conducted.
The question to ask is, do you see the chances of conflict increasing with the PRC over the next few years? So if you look at the data that was provided by that institute itself, it uses a very limited definition of attack, and there's no definition to where soon is.
For Mr. Chen, the discrepancy between the answers to this poll in Australia and in Taiwan can be explained by the fact that both populations are not facing the same kind of attacks from China.
The form of political warfare that Australia is being coerced under is different than the type of coercion that Taiwan is facing. Taiwan faces more of a cognitive information warfare, but Australia faces more of a political warfare attack, interference with government, for instance.
There is also the question as to whether the Taiwanese people may be reassured by the drills performed by their own military. Mr. Chan concedes the Taiwanese may even be a bit too confident.
Taiwan's capability to defend itself against invasion, unfortunately, still isn't where it needs to be. It's good. I wouldn't say it's perfect, but I still believe that Taiwan will need to increase its defense expenditure in the next few years.
However, both analysts agree that China does not want such a war to happen in the near future. Julien Huyer, SBS News.